While Krishna, Balaram, and their friends were enjoying their forest pastimes, the cows wandered farther away, drawn by fresh, green grass. Unobserved for a time, the goats, cows, and buffalo traveled from one forest to another and entered the forest known as Ishikatavi. The grass there was lush and inviting, so the animals went deeper. Suddenly, they saw a terrible forest fire and began to cry in fear. On the other side, Krishna, Balaram, and the cowherd boys could not find their animals and became deeply worried. The cows were their livelihood and their dear companions. The boys began to search by following hoofprints on the path and the places where grass had been eaten. As they went farther, they grew tired and thirsty. Their feet were heavy and their mouths were dry, yet they would not give up. Soon they heard the crying of their cows. Krishna called each cow by her own name with a strong and loving voice. Hearing Krishna call, the cows immediately answered with joy. But by then the forest fire had surrounded them all, the animals and the children together. The flames rose higher as the wind blew quickly, and it seemed that everything movable and immovable would be consumed. The situation looked fearful. The cows and boys looked toward Krishna and Balaram the way a person in danger looks toward the Lord for shelter. They appealed with folded hearts. "Dear Krishna, dear Krishna, you and Balaram are very powerful. We are burning from the heat of this blazing fire. Let us take shelter of your lotus feet. We know you can protect us. Our dear friend Krishna, we are your intimate friends. We are completely dependent on you." The personality of Godhead heard the appealing voices of his friends. Casting a pleasing glance over them, he assured them through his look that there was no cause for fear. Then Krishna, the supreme mystic, the powerful personality of Godhead, immediately swallowed up all the flames of the fire. The flames were drawn inward toward him and disappeared into his transcendental power. The cows and boys were thus saved from imminent danger. Out of fear, the boys were almost unconscious. When they regained themselves and opened their eyes, they saw that they were again in Bandira Forest, with Krishna, Balaram, and the cows. They were astonished to find themselves free from the blazing fire and to see the cows safe. Secretly, they thought that Krishna must be not an ordinary boy, but some great divine being who had come among them in love. In the evening, Krishna and Balaram, along with the boys and cows, returned to Vrindavan playing their flutes. As they approached the village, the gopis became very joyous. Throughout the day, the gopis had thought of Krishna while he was in the forest, and in his absence, even a moment had felt long. Now, the sound of flutes and the sight of the safe herd brought peace to every home. This pastime teaches children and families that when trouble surrounds us, we can turn to Krishna and Balaram with sincere appeal. Krishna knows each devotee by name, just as he called each cow. His protection may come in ways beyond our understanding, yet his mercy restores us to safety and peace. Remembering this story, we walk home in the evening of our day with gratitude, as if hearing soft flutes calling the heart back to Vrindavan. Before they found the herd, the boys had feared the worst. Every missing hoofprint made their worry grow. When Krishna's voice rang through the trees and the cows answered, hope returned. Yet the fire closed in like a wall. That is when their appeal became complete. Not clever plans first, but shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. Krishna's glance removed fear before his power removed the flames. The swallowing of the fire was inward and total. Nothing remained for the wind to spread. Awakening in Bandira felt like mercy beyond dream. The evening flutes were not only music for the road home, they were thanksgiving. Families who hear this pastime can practice calling Krishna's names when they feel lost, tired, or afraid, trusting that he knows each of us personally, as he knew each cow by name. Even the goats and buffalo that had followed the lure of green grass were gathered again into safety. No boy was left behind, and no animal was forgotten. Krishna and Balaram walked at the center of that protected circle, turning terror into wonder. The return to Vrindavana at dusk closed the day with music, friendship, and quiet faith.